Carers to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Shane Holland. Shane, you are a designer and sculptor.
I am indeed, Ethna. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Delighted you could join us. So look, I came across something really interesting that you're involved with, which is a celebration of recycling and remaking, which is what we really strive to highlight here on our Ours to Protect project. Tell me a little bit about your work in the Submarino Curraplane. I'm struggling with that a little
bit. It's called the Submarino Curraplane. And it is, I suppose, it looks like a submarine. It's made from an airplane, and it's also made like an Irish curragh using curragh building techniques. So it's a mixture of, you know, recycled aluminium, titanium, and stuff from a Boeing 707, which was found when I got a kind of phone call from my local recycling centre, Irish Metal Refineries in Duleek and Meath, where I'm based. And they were basically scrapping some aviation stuff, and I got a phone call to say, you better get over here and have a look at this stuff. So I use a lot of, you know, interesting pieces, and this was obviously a very unique load or two of aviation history getting tipped into their yard, heading for the crusher, and I saved it from the crusher. And the man that runs it, Mark Mize, he said, Shane, you're a sculptor, you figure out something to do with this stuff, because if it goes to the crusher, it's gone. And that was the start of the story.
I love that. Not only the recycling element of that, but the historical kind of piece of it as well. Is that something you do a lot in your work, Shane?
The Submarino Curraplane is a long story, I suppose, because my name being Holland, and particularly being John Patrick Holland, you know, which was changed to Shane, I almost share the name of the original submarine designer, John Philip Holland, who was a Clare man, obviously. But I'd kind of heard that I had tenuous links family-wise to the Hollands, because he was originally West Cork, or his lineage would have been the West Cork Hollands. So my grandfather is one of them. And that kind of led on to saying, well, there was a bit of a spark there when somebody came into my workshop and said, you're related to the submarine guy. So I produced this submarine-like piece. And all of these parallels in history started popping up, like he was from West Clare originally, which would have been full of curraghs, Irish curraghs. And, you know, I set up a club in Skerries 5 years ago, which is Curraghy na Skerry, you know, to build Irish curraghs and row them around the country. And it's brought up lots of links with America, lots of links with you know, with history and innovation and science. And, you know, it's an amazing story of what Holland went through to actually get his submarine finally commissioned by the US Navy. You know, and there was a whole kind of Fenian story, which was kind of all part of the deal, where it was originally supposed to sink Royal Navy ships. But in the end, the crazy thing about the story was that the Royal Navy ended up getting his designs almost for half nothing and using them for their navy. So I love the historical element, but in my work, I use an awful lot of different pieces, and sometimes the marine side, you know, because I'm involved a lot in going out to the islands. I live on the north coast of County Dublin in Skerries, and we do a large plastic collection, you know, of marine waste, and we've collected like 17,500 pieces, you know, between myself and my crews, and we've picked up all of these things. So I sometimes find, you know, soles of shoes, you know, pieces of marine waste, pieces of drums and all sorts of things. So there's always a lot of different materials that pop up and get recycled into my work.
I love that you're using the one man's trash is another man's treasure and great work there to help with the cleaning up of our beaches and our public spaces.
It is. Well, it's something I started in about 2016 or 17, and we were a kayaking kind of group originally, and then we figured there was so much of this stuff out there that we needed to build a bigger boat, and that ended up being an Irish curragh. And then the story has even continued into all of these other connections, which, you know, which has brought us to the United States and rowing around the different coasts down in Cork and then different rivers, you know, and then the Boyne and various places. So there's a lot of interesting links to the past, but also links to the future and links to design. And the material that we find, sometimes it could be like there's porpoise skeletons that I've been able to use into pieces of sculpture. There have been soles of shoes. There's been different, you know, and the plastic gloves or the rubber gloves that the fishermen kind of throw in the water. You know, I'm planning to do another installation with them, which is, you know, the hundreds of them. And I'm just, you know, I often store them until I get inspiration to, you know, to do something with them. So some of that stuff will be going into the Art Source show in the RDS over this weekend. And there's going to be a talk as well in the complex in just off Smithfield or off Capel Street, just about the submarine Akura plane, which is on the DCCOI website. So we'll be plugging that for Monday night, the 13th.
So it's obviously the submarine Akura plane on display with the Irish Design Council.
Correct, yeah. It's going into kind of like a theatre space, which will host a discussion, I suppose, about it. You know, I'll be talking about it, I'll be getting a few people in, and, you know, it's a link up with Science Week as well. So, you know, there'll be some of the science people in and some of the kind of people that are interested in marine or heritage. And we're just trying to get a little discussion group going, which will, the submarine Akura plane will be hanging there and it'll be nicely lit and there'll be atmospheric music. And it's just, you know, sort of a one-off event as a part of Design Week and Science Week. Like Aer Lingus used to run Boeing 707s in right up to 1984. And I'm hoping to get Kevin O'Sullivan, my friend, who's a Aer Lingus captain, to come out and tell us a bit about, you know, the aviation side, because he used to work in the hangars in Aer Lingus. And then he ended up being a captain in Aer Lingus, you know, discussing a bit about John Philip Holland, who is probably one of the greatest Irish inventors around the late 19th century, early 20th century.
Where can people get tickets for the event that you mentioned on Monday?
Artsorts.ie is the art show in the RDS. And then on the DCCOI Design Week site, you can get tickets. They're free tickets, so it's a free event on the DCCOI website. And then just go into Design Week and follow the links to the stories about submarine Akura plane, Shane Holland. That would be the link to follow.
Great stuff. It's a brilliant story. Shane, for people who want to find out more about your work, where can they find you?
They can find me on shaneholanddesign.com and shaneholandart.ie. And we have Instagram page and a Facebook page as well. And Shane Holland DW, I think, is the Twitter handle. And we also have the Corky Nascari is the link to the Cork site.
So look, you're all over the place. They have no excuse to go and check out your work.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much for your time, Shane.
Right, Edna,
thanks. Thanks, Emil.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Oman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.